like this newspaper work, Molly. Last I got me a job I can put my hearse into. Oh.
Say, how did you ever happen to get this job, McGee? I didn't know you were a friend of the columnist here.
Oh, sure. Me and him was old buddies. You see these two fingers, Molly?
Yes.
Me and him was just like that. That short one's me. Well, I mind the time I was a reporter on the old Bloomington Tanagraph. I didn't mind being a cub, but when they wanted me to hibernate one winter, I quit.
Oh, there, young man. First opportunity I've had to drop in on you. How are you getting along?
Oh, just fine, Chief. I've seen you around here checking up on things and wondered if you weren't going to come in sometime.
Well, I like to have the new people settle down before I disturb them.
Well, that's mighty nice of you, Chief. Meet the little woman. She's my best critic and severest friend. Don't you get it, Molly? I
ain't funny, McGee.
You better give me credit for remembering it.
Tell me, McGee, what writing experience have you had?
Oh, quite a bit, Chief. A lot of poetry, two or three mysteries.
A couple of letters.
I'm writing a novel now, Chief.
A novel? Is that
so? It's about the Dust Bowl farmer. Got a good title for it, too, I have. The Grapes of Wrath.
Well, that's been used.
It has? Doggone it, I talk too much.
Say, have you seen any of your husband's newspaper columns, Chief?
Oh, yes, indeed. I've been following his work with a great deal of interest.
Well, thanks, Chief. Nice of you to say so. I'd like to have you tell me something about the candid camera work sometime. I see that's your hobby.
Candid camera? What makes you think so?
Well, I imagine that you noticed the little camera you have hanging on your belt there, sir.
Oh, that isn't the camera.
Huh?
That's the clock. I'm the night watchman. See you again sometime.
Night watchman. Just one big happy family.
Let me know when you have your next literary conference, McGee, and I'll bring the elevator operator and the window washer.
Well, he fools you, too. Now, let's see. Where can I dig up some good gossip items, Molly?
Hey, speaking of gossip, dear, there's only one thing that worries me about this job.
What's that, Mrs. McGee?
Oh, you say such personal things about people. Don't they ever threaten you or anything?
Sure, but that don't mean nothing. There's always some guy with a grudge that's threatening to shoot you or horsewhip you or something. Empty threat. Don't mean a thing.
Mr. McGee.
Yes, Miss Trent.
Gentlemen, to see you.
What do you want, Miss Trent?
He says it's a personal matter, Mr. McGee. He's got a horsewhip with him.
Oh.
Horsewhip, eh? Well, tell him we don't want it.
What? A horsewhip?
I don't mean a thing, McGee. Just an empty threat.
Oh.
What'll I tell him, Mr. McGee?
Tell him I ain't in. Tell him I've gone home. Tell him anything. Wait a minute. Tell him I'm making the rounds of the nightclubs and probably won't show up for days.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Molly. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
No, wait. I better send this copy down to the composing room first. Copy boy. Copy boy.
Yes, sir?
Take this copy down to the composing room. And boy.
Yes, sir?
Get me a press card to stick in the windshield of my automobile.
Yes, sir.
You haven't got an automobile.
Boy.
Yes, sir?
Get me an automobile to stick the press card into the windshield of. I wonder what that guy out there wants the horse whip me for. Maybe I better print a retraction.
How can you make a retraction when you don't even know what item he's angry about?
Well, I'll make a blanket retraction. That ought to cover me. Come on, let's duck out the back door.
Well, what if he hears it?
Just, I never thought of that. How can we distract his attention? Oh, I know. Hey, Billy. Billy Mills. Play an apple for the teacher and play it loud.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
hottest night spot in town.
Oh, how exciting. Hill Hooley Grand Terrace Cafe and Pool Room.
I wonder if it's crowded. Hey, doorman, is there a big crowd inside?
Not many. It's pretty quiet. Oh, hello there, daughter. Hello, Johnny. Well, they tell me you're writing the gossip column now. I got an exclusive story for you. It's a snoop.
You mean a scoop?
Scoop. You know what a scoop is, old-timer. A scoop is when you get there first to give some second grader the third degree for the fourth estate.
That's pretty good, Johnny. But that ain't the way I hear it. The way I hear it, one fella says, cutter fella, says, see where this Tony Galletto performed a little dentistry the other night. That show, says cutter fella. How do you mean? Well, says the first cutter, he certainly gave Novocaine. A good story for you, Johnny. You might captain it. Local anesthetic makes good. Well, go right in, kid. The head waiter will give you a good table.
Okay. All right, here's a good table right here, Molly. Hey, waiter, give me the steak dinner. You just want a salad, don't you, Molly?
Yes. A mixed green salad with just a tiny bit of garlic, waiter.
Lady, there ain't no such thing as a tiny bit of garlic. Garlic is a garlic. And a confidential... But I know.
Listen, Bud, I'm the gossip columnist on the Gazette. I wish you'd point out any celebrities that are here tonight.
You know, debutantes or actors or dance speakers.
Sure. You see that girl at the third table? That's Brenda Axel Biddle, the debutante. She just come out.
She ought to go back in and put something on. Who else, waiter?
Well, let me see. Oh, yes. You see that only little mug across the room there?
Yes.
That's Silver McGee.
What?
It is not. I'm Silver McGee.
Yes?
Sure.
Well, say, that other guy ain't so bad looking after all.
The idea. We didn't come to a nightclub to be insulted by the waiters.
Then I guess you ain't had much experience with nightclubs, lady. How'd you want your steak, Doc?
Oh, medium chop.
Okay. Let me know how you like the French fried potatoes. We're trying new recipe. We're frying them in rubber cement.
Wait a minute.
Oh, never mind. I see him. Hello, Fibber.
Oh, hello, Mr.
Wilcox.
Hi, Harlow.
Hey, Fibber. Did you have an item in the Gazette about a certain wealthy man about town and a blonde half-set girl?
Yes, I did, Harlow. He's a little item, too. I said, quote, now, what man about town who is no author is making the play for what little blonde half-dress girl who is no actress? Unquote. Kind of a mystery, eh?
Yes, except that same guy is standing outside this night. Yes, except that same guy is standing outside this nightclub waiting for you with a horsewhip.
Oh, heavenly days, McGee. He followed us over here.
Yeah, that's a bad dreaded luck.
So that was the story he was sore about.
Listen, Harlow. Don't tell him we're in here.
Tell him we've gone.
Okay, pal, whatever you say.
Hey, incidentally, I've got a little gossip item for your column.
Oh, good. What is it, Mr. Wilcox?
Well, look, don't quote me on this.
No.
Did you know that a certain prominent businessman and his wife are separating?
No.
Why?
Well, the way I heard it, this fellow got so fed up with house cleaning every spring and every fall that he just couldn't take it anymore.
Oh, my.
But his wife plays the smart way, you see.
What do you mean, Cuddles?
Yeah. Well, she told him that everything was going to be different this year. She said that she just learned how to simplify her housework. For instance, she's using Johnson's self-polishing glow coat so she can polish her linoleum floors in a jiffy without any rubbing or buffing. And she's going to use Johnson's paste and liquid wax on the wood floors and furniture and make dusting and cleaning easier the whole year.
Oh, well, heavenly days, Mr. Wilcox. Wasn't that enough to reconcile us?
What do you mean, reconcile?
Well, you said they were separating.
Oh, but that was just while house cleaning was going on.
Oh.
But now that he's found out about Johnson's glow coat and Johnson's wax, why, you can't keep him out of the house. Isn't that a nice little human interest story?
Oh, simply delightful, Mr. Wilcox.
I'm afraid that's too big a story for us. That's got national interest. My column is just local.
Oh, I see. Well,
Well, I guess I gotta be going. Keep an eye out for that guy with the horse whip, River.
Hey, does he look pretty mean, Mr. Wilcox?
Mean? He's as sore as a pelican with sinus trouble. See you later, folks.
That's a case. Then we better get out of here, Molly. I don't want any trouble with that guy.
No, sir. We're not going to run away from him.
Huh?
We'll fight.
We will?
Certainly we will. Besides, you shouldn't worry, dearie. Didn't they tell you at the office that the newspaper was behind you and everything?
Yeah, but if I'm going to get horsewhipped, I want something thicker than a newspaper behind me. Come on, Molly, let's go. Let's get out of here before something...
Nice to see you, really.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Uppington?
And Mr. McGee, too. Oh, and Mr. McGee's brother.
Hi, what do you mean, my brother?
Oh, no, wasn't that silly of me? Oh, no, but I thought there were two of you. It must be the lighting effect in here.
I think things are well enough lit in here, Mrs. Uppington.
Oh, no, McGee.
Yeah. Won't you kind of swinging it a little bit, Uppy?
Yes. In fact, I'm afraid I'm becoming quite a jitter insect. Well, you know, I've been learning a new dance step, the boots of English. You swing around like this. Man, sorry. But it was clumsy of me, wasn't it?
Oh, my. What on earth have you been drinking, Mrs. Uppington?
Mrs. McGee, I never touch intoxicating beverages, but my waiter suggested a delicious soft drink, some kind of punch. Plantal punch, I believe.
Oh, very refreshing.
Yeah, very well named, too. One more punch and they'll plant her. I'm sorry we can't stay and join the festivities, Uppy, but we got to be together.
Oh, my, Mrs. McGee. I'm so sorry you can't join for festivities. I'm really sorry. You know, I can't remember when I've had so much fun. Oh, but my goodness, Mr. McGee, you seem terribly upset about something. Is there anything wrong?
Well, nothing that a fast trip to Mexico wouldn't cure, Mrs. Uppington. He's having trouble with his neck.
Really? His neck?
Yes, I stuck it out too far, I think.
Now, how very amusing. Very amusing tonight. Oh, dear, these people are so charming. Everything is just too, too lovely. Now, you know, I can hardly keep my feet on the ground. Oh, that was my waiter with one of those delightful slanted punches. I must get the recipe from him. A roll out to the belly.
Come on, Molly, let's sneak out. We can hear Novus on the radio at the office.
He will be followed by Snippy and Snappy with their excruciating songs and witty sayings and our beautiful line of dancers, the Gil Hooligans. Hiya, Joe, I'll see you back in a minute. John and Novus in a melancholy mood. Let's give him a great big hand, folks.
Yes. Boy, it's good to be back in a nice, cozy office again, ain't it, Molly?
Excuse me, Mr. McGee. That man with the whip is here again.
What? Tell him I can't see him, sis.
Yes, sir.
That's a dad's rat as luck. That guy's going to be trailing me around like a busted garter.
Why do you get yourself in a mess like this, McGee?
Search me. I wonder how Walter Winchell handles these situations. Except I'm just as smart as he is.
What?
What's he got that I haven't got? Oh, except that he can talk faster.
One other little thing, too, dear. He can think faster. You know, it's a wonder to me, McGee, that you...
Uh-oh.
You suppose that's him, McGee?
I don't care if it is or not. Hand me that paper knife, Molly. I'm going to defend myself to the last drop. Come in.
Ah, there, Button Beezer. And good evening to you, my dear.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Boomer.
What do you want, Boomer?
I have a juicy little tidbit for your column.
Oh.
Yes, indeed. Came across it in a big house up on 14th Street. Well, I was a house guest for several minutes one night last week.
Juicy little tidbit, eh? Well, if it ain't too scandalous, we can use it, Boomer.
Let's see it, Mr. Boomer.
Certainly, certainly. I have it right here somewhere. Now, where did I put that juicy little tidbit? Tidbit? Tidbit. Where did I put that tidbit? Here's a snapshot of a friend of mine, an Italian football player. Ah, yes, a good old Latin quarter.
A handful of precious stones presented to me unwittingly by a couple of girlfriends. Can't remember whether I got that opal from Ruby or that Ruby from opal. Handful of loose bills, part of the date receipt for the minstrel show. Yes, yes. Gentlemen, be seated. Ta-da!
Come on, Dina, come on, the tidbit.
A juicy little tidbit.
Ah, yes, a juicy little tidbit. Where can I put that tidbit? There's a couple of bunion pads. Can always predict the weather by the bunion. Went to a preview last night, and how to get up and leave.
Preview of what?
The rain came. That splendid picture has a great deal of power, if you call for it, Tyrone. Ah, what's this? Oh, yes, a bill from my hotel. Glad to pay it, too. Cleanest hotel I ever patronized. They didn't change the lock on my door for whole time. Let's see now, here's a ticket to the dog show. There's one function I like to attend. Always go and kiss the police dog. Yes. And here's an abdominal support. Nothing like it to help you keep a stiff up and laugh. Some ant poison I bought for my uncle. And a special salt beer. Well, well, imagine that. No juicy little tidbit. Some unprincipled character must have kicked my pocket. The scoundrel.
Imagine anybody kicking his pocket.
That's like a fly in the soup complaining about the festival.
Hey, Molly, take a peek out and see if the guy with the hip is still there.
Yep, he's still there.
What's he doing?
Swapping flies with the hip.
Affecting his own, eh? Well,
here he is, Mickey. What are you going to do?
That's right, I'll take him. That's what I'll do. I'll show him he can't imitate me.
You mean intimidate me?
Uh-huh. I'll show him what I mean. Come on. Oh. Hey, little girl, don't ever do that again.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
Listen, little girl, it's much, much too late for you to be out. You belong home in bed.
Now, that's all gone, I bet you. Now, that's all gone right here.
Well, why do you?
My father's a cripple.
Your father's a what?
A cripple.
Oh, he is, eh? It'd make just as much sense if I said my father was a grasshopper.
My, Buster.
Oh, is that so?
Hmm?
I says, is that so?
Yeah.
Listen, sis, I'm in no mood for any fairy tales. I don't care if your father is a cricketer or a dream bug. You'd better go on home.
Well, he is a cricketer, Buster. He's a movie cricket.
Oh, I see. He's the movie critic for the paper.
Yeah.
What
paper
did your father
grasshopper on?
You're on the paper. I mean, who had a grasshopper?
Well, you said he was.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, yes, you did.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, yes, you did.
We could go on like this all night, sis.
Oh, I thought we'd get tired out of it.
Listen, sis, I'm in no mood for nonsense. I'm busy. I don't care if your father is a movie critic. He shouldn't let you wander around like this. Where's your father now?
He went to see Stan and Livingston.
Oh, he did, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Do they work on this paper?
Yes. Yes, yes. And I have lunch every day with the Wizard of Oz. Is he a funny man?
The closest, kid. But just the same, if I ever meet the Stanley or Livingston, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind.
I think by the time you meet them, it won't matter much. Now, what are you going to do about the man with the horse whip?
Oh, shut that in. Yes, I do, too. God, brother, I'm going to have it out with him. I'm going to tell him to come in here, and if I start anything, he'll finish it.
What?
I mean, if I finish anything, I'll miss it.
Shall I hold your glasses, do you?
Oh, I'll keep them on. I got to see where I'm falling. Hey, Bob, you with the whip. I'm Trevor McGee. You waiting to see me?
I certainly am. Are you the columnist who wrote the article about the man about town making a play for a blonde headset girl?
Yes, he is, and he meant every word.
Now, let me have it, Smiley.
Well, what if I did, Bob?
Just take a joke. After all, hey, you keep away from me now. You leave me alone. Get between us, Smiley, before I fly into a blind rage. Now, listen, Bob. Let's talk this thing over.
It's too late for that now.
Oh, now, look, Bob.
Let's be reasonable. Oh, slugging, dearie.
I will if he cuts at me with that whip.
Oh, don't be like that. Look, that blonde hatchet girl and I were married 6 months ago.
Huh?
And I figured that anybody who's as far behind the times as you are ought to be driving a horse and buggy.
Huh?
Here, take the whip.
Ah, sorry.
Apologies to Walter Winchell, brings to a close another edition of the Jockey Journal. We remain your wish for Mr. Correspondent, Phil McGee and Molly, who think,
believe it or not,
who think that the best cat and mouse story in America these days is to say over this mic, let's stand cat. Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Marlo Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, reminding you that if the community in which you live does not observe daylight saving time, Phil and McGee and Marlo will come to you 1 hour later, beginning next Tuesday. Please see your local newspaper for time and station. Good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.